As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Tuesday, July the 7th, 2009, two-hour broadcast to become vocal local, coming to you Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. That's oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Robertson. As always, we've got good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you today. And once again, we're going to be joined in this broadcast by our very special guest, Vicki Davis. She's been with us for 5 days now on different broadcasts here the last couple of weeks, and I'm really enjoying the rhythm that we're developing. So you won't want to miss a moment of today's two-hour broadcast. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, and if you might have a hard time defining it, you're definitely not going to want to miss this broadcast. You want to tune in on a regular basis, and then certainly understand that this is the right place and the right time to become vocal local. Certainly all across America we have people who are sick and tired of it. They're fed up. They're tired of being tired, and they're becoming vocal local right where they are. This is the home of philosophical radicalism. There are so many philosophically radical ideas that are out there floating around in cyberspace, but back through the decades and the centuries, that we need to be aware of them. So many times they just get dusted off and brought up like they're new when they're just as old as stones. Nevertheless, freedom is popular, remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game here. To be a part of today's broadcast, you can pick up the phone and call throughout the program. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call 512-904-8014 to join us live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in at toll-free 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. And for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it using snail mail. Send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. A big shout out to our micros out there, Liberty Radio, Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM in Buffalo, New York, and 94.3 Elgin, Texas. Just a thank you very much for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our number again is 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. Gold is treading water below the $930 mark on the eve of the Italian G8 summit. We'll talk about that very briefly. The dollar weaker. Yeah, we're going to talk money today. We're going to talk about the global Ponzi scheme again with our returning guest, Vicki Davis. So we'll take your calls. We'll talk about much more. Let's go to those market reports quickly for Tuesday, July the 7th, 2009. Active trading. Out of New York City, as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, gold was up off of its low closing yesterday, now trading at $928.80. Silver is up off 2 cents so far in the morning trading, down at $13.23. Platinum, flat, $1,144. Palladium, up a buck to $241. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market, very, very shallow in there today. Nevertheless, $920.40 for a low, $933.10 for a high. And the $928.80 level shows a $5.20 year-on-year loss, or a 0.56% loss on your investment. Don't get disheartened. Stick around. Things are bound to change. We're in the doldrums of summer. London gold fix this morning. The good old boys in jolly old England set the gold price at $925.75 for the morning trading, and I would imagine it'll stay close there. We're above it right now. Yesterday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 44 points at 8,325. We'll give out the rest of the financials on the other side. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Loan modifications don't work, at least not without some leverage from a forensic audit by mortgage fraud examiners. Have your payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages to stop the housing crisis. Trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. That's where Mortgage Fraud Examiners comes in. They perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages have legal problems. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating if faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. You could gain some powerful ammunition to use for Mortgage Fraud Examiners. Get more information at www.mortgagefraudexaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Now on DVD, my newest documentary film, The Secret Rite, Volume 1. I'm Josh Reeves, and for the almost 2 years, I have researched the secret of right-wing group known as the Council for National Policy. This film explores for the first time the hidden hand that controls the religious and military aims of the American right wing, with such topics as Iran-Contra, the John Birch Society, eugenics, the Vatican controllers, Christian Zionists, the Bohemian Grove, the Patriot Movement, and more. More powerful than the Council on Foreign Relations, more secretive than the Bilderberg Group, The Secret Rite Volume 1 goes where no other film has dared to go. Get your copy today at secretrightmovie.com. That's www.secretrightmovie.com. And find out what you haven't been told about the New World Order.
We're going into the depression today. We've taken all our politics before. We're going
to do it again. This Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, July the 7th, 2009, to our broadcast of Become Vocal Local, cranking up and winding up in the bullpen here, so to speak, for the first hour of today's broadcast. We come to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, the official website of this broadcasting network. Again, my name is William Roberts. We went into the market reports there in the opening segment of the broadcast. Just as a review, gold was up $3.90, trading in New York City at $928.80. Silver was off 2 pennies, down at $13.23. Platinum was flat, $1,144. Palladium came up a little bit, $1 up, $1 down, $1. Palladium up at $241. Again, the lows and the highs in the gold spot market, 920.40 for a low, 933.10 for a high. Pretty tight spread in there, $13. The Dow Jones was up 44 points at 83.25 yesterday. The NASDAQ was off 9 points at 1787. The S&P closed up 2 points at 899. Crude oil was in the morning trading so far up 44 cents, trading at $64.49, but we're going to see some relief there. Whatever happened to those Ponzi scheme forecasts where we'd see $90 oil by the end of the summer? I don't know, but I'm certainly not looking forward to $90 oil if it keeps going on the downside. That's better for us. The U.S. dollar index, the old USDX, off 10 basis points, trading at 80.19. In the foreign exchange rates, the little basket of currencies, Timmy Geithner's little basket of currencies, Canadian dollar 87 cents, the Mexican peso trading at 8 cents, and very, very strongly now at 8 cents. It's finally got into about the mid-range there, so I don't think it'll be dropping back to 7 anytime real soon. The euro trading's $1.40. If you remember when the euro first came on, there was a flip just about 180 degrees from where it is right now, where the euro came on the market at about 80 cents U.S., and the U.S. was running about $1.40. Now it's the other way around. The British pound trades this morning at $1.62. The Swiss franc is 92 cents. Without further ado, let me join, bring up to our audience one more time and join back to, if I can get my tongue straightened out, Become Vocal Local, our special guest, Vicki Davis. Vicki, are you there with me this morning?
Yep, I'm here. Good morning, Will.
Good morning, and I thank you so much for coming back again. You know, I've got some good emails and some good calls, people asking, well, who is this gal? You know, she's got some really neat stuff, and you certainly do. You've got many years of research and experience in technology and the infrastructure, computing infrastructure and programming and whatnot to bring to the table. As we try and figure out just what on earth is going on, and I guess we'd have to say what around the earth is going on, because there's activities happening globally every single moment of the day, and if we get myopic and ultra-nationalistic in our perspective, focus only on the things that are happening in Idaho and Missouri, we really miss the big picture. But let's go into this discussion that, or continue our discussion. This would be part five, and I probably list it that way on the archives, folks. Five parts with a long story, war in the context of everything else. It's a long series of articles that Vicki has posted up on her website. It's channelingreality.com, www.channelingreality.com. This is not the only information that's up there. This is just one series of articles, and there's research that goes back for years and years there. So we've been talking about war in the context of everything else. We're looking at the G8 summit coming up right on us and at us this week. Bond auctions, there's four of them this week. So we'll see a lot going on in the marketplace, Vicki. But as I've mentioned and shared with the audience in the past, this is when we follow the markets every morning, it's like a rigged game. It was like we're inside of a casino someplace and we're just watching the action, but there doesn't seem to be any marketplace logic going on. Give us your thoughts on that. Let's open up the discussion on financial matters and things like that today.
Okay, well, first I have to put out my disclaimer. I'm not an expert I'm only marginally competent in looking at the financial industry, but I do have a degree of technical expertise. And what I see in the technical aspects of the market is that it's a controlled market, and it is a rigged market. And the little guy is in there to be fleeced by the big guys, but they've run out of sheep to shear, and so you know it's that's a problem for them.
Well, it's kind of like sharks in a circle. Once they've consumed the seal, if you will. And they're still hungry. They've only got themselves to feed upon. And so having fleeced just about everybody that can be fleeced with the Madoff schemes and the much greater schemes that are coming down in the bailouts and things like that, now they're turning on themselves, feeding on themselves and eating the banks up. So, you know, it's getting pretty greedy. It's pretty psychopathic. And, all we have to do is look at all these various corporations and understand how the depth of this problem.
Yeah, well, the whole system was a wrong model to start with. I mean, when you think about what it takes to build a business, you don't build a business overnight. It takes a lot of work, takes a lot of money, takes years, and, you know, it's a gradual growing thing. But these Wall Street sharks can wipe it all out in just seconds, just by manipulating the market. And so in this kind of an environment, you cannot build a business. You can't do it because they'll wipe you out before you ever get started.
Well, when we look at businesses, you know, we can think of the mom and pop grocer, let's say, that has husband and wife and maybe one or two family members or one or two relatives or one or two locals that would work along with them in it. That's such a minuscule thing that it hardly even registers on the Richter scale of business. But if we get up into the 500 employees and less, if you get up into the small business world, this is where the waters are just absolutely loaded with the sharks. And I, you're absolutely right. It does take time to develop a business. It takes time to build a business. When this country was first starting out, it was kind of pretty well understood amongst the elite of the day, at least, the entrepreneurs, that if in your lifetime you couldn't amass 500,000, you hadn't really tried. And that's 500,000 real dollars, folks. That's not the kind of funny money that we've got today. But in a lifetime, that was pretty well standard back in the late 1800s. Today, if you can get to the end of the year and have anything that hasn't been stolen from you by through taxation or through various enforced grants and aid, you're really fortunate. I mean, we're down. People talk about their bottom line and the percentage points of 1% and 2% return on their investment. They figure they're doing all right, growing their infrastructure, writing off things, depreciation schedules, and all of that. So times have changed, and they've changed a lot. And along with the change in times, there's also been a change in terms. And we've talked about this linguistic fraud that runs out there all the time. We're hearing about it now with the green shoots and quantitative easing. Let's pick it up on that direction when we come back from this break. Folks, stay with us.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail, and it's a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Hey folks, I've got a question for you. Do you force yourself out of bed each morning and drag throughout the day? Do you grab for that sugar pick-me-up only to later crash and feel even more tired? Well, I've got the solution for you. Put a zip in your day and zap your appetite. Reclaim your get-up-and-go with Zippin' Zap. Let me tell you what you'll notice in immediate benefits. It ramps up your workouts. Well, if you work out. Turns off your hunger, elevates your mood, helps you to resist fattening foods, and gives you a smooth flow of energy with no crash. The testimonials? Colin in Illinois lost 30 pounds in 8 weeks, didn't work out. Susie in Missouri, 10 pounds in 20 days, she didn't work out. Anna in California did work out and went from a size 14 to a size 4 in 90 days. If you want results like this, working out or not, order Zip and Zap now and also ask about Lametco International's first line of defense products. Tell them Michael Herzog sent you. Call 1-800-933-2565. That's 1-800-933-2565.
You invest. You buy insurance. You wear your seatbelt. You do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against pandemics, all natural disasters, and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you're not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in a FEMA line. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now, and for a free gift on your first order, enter coupon code Oracle at checkout. Don't forget, preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com.
Thank you.
And we've returned once again. So let's go back into this discussion we're having with Vicki Davis. Vicki, I don't want to dominate here. You've got so much information. Give us a little bit of an idea or a background on the establishment of this new verbal pattern that has come to dominate media discussions and banking discussion and congressional discussions when we're talking about financial and the financial industry.
Well, what they've done is to move to labels that are deceptive in terms of what the label conveys, the message that the label conveys. It gives you the impression of one thing when actually it means something quite different. And so, you know, they can banter about these labels, and they're talking about something different than what your understanding is if you don't understand the linguistic game that's being played.
Exactly.
And I think, you know, we talked about that in terms of free trade last time. Free trade is one of those labels that if you just look at it from the simple meaning of the words, then you have no concept of what they're really talking about. And so you're liable to say, oh, yeah, I'm a free trader. I believe in free trade, without an understanding that what free trade really is. It was agreements for the multinationals to be able to invest in foreign countries and to be able to import their goods back into the United States at low or no tariffs. And as far as the U.S. economy, that doesn't help our economy at all. I mean, it doesn't matter how cheap the goods get if you don't have a job to make money to buy them. And so that's, you know, the one of the major problems that we have today is that with all the goods being imported from China, yeah, they're cheap, but, you know, we're losing jobs. Our economy is collapsing.
You know, they're cheap, but they're cheap in comparison to what? You know, when I go into, you know, one of the box stores, which I reluctantly do from time to time, I seriously have to replace the printer cartridges in my HP printer so that I can print out my show opens and all of the various things that I do on a daily basis, all the news articles and whatnot. I don't work off the screen like a lot of people do. I just print them out. My eyes aren't what they used to be, and I like to have things written out. I like to have a hard copy, a record of what it was that we talked about. So I buy these little printer cartridges, and they're made in China, and it just kills me to have to buy the daggum things, you know. But they're cheap in comparison to what? When we think about the price that we're really paying, when we think about the number of people that are unemployed in the United States, when we think about the bricks and mortar that doesn't any longer provide that cushion, when we think about paying exorbitant amounts for fractions of natural resources that we have in abundance here simply because we're going elsewhere to get them, you know, like I say, it's cheap in comparison to what the cheapness and the dearness. These products are so expensive, really, that I can no longer afford to buy them. I can't participate in that system. I have to look to flea markets. I have to look to things made in the United States, to go up on the Internet and try and find USA products, you know, things like that, other ways of trying to skin the cat, because these cheap products are killing us.
Yeah. Well, I'm the same way. I can't participate anymore, and I think a lot of people. But that, you know, that really was done by design. And that goes to one of the articles that I have in my paper is called The Global Ponzi Scheme. And it was by design that we became a debt-based economy. And I haven't gone, in my research, I haven't gone back beyond the decision that Nixon made to stop honoring the international agreement that called for the convertibility of dollars into gold. They basically shut the window, you know, where foreign countries could come and trade their dollars for gold.
Yeah, that was like, I think, 1971 when he did that, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm, yeah. And that had to do with the Vietnam War, as I understand it, and France was basically doing a run on our gold window. I don't really know much more about it than that, but anyway, he shut the window. And their decision was that, you know, just to allow the dollar to float, and then Paul Volcker came up with the idea of the petrodollar. And there's this great article that was written by William Engdahl on a website called www.321gold.com, and it's called The Financial Tsunami. And he goes through the whole history of this, and it's really very, very interesting. But here's what he said. I'll just read a small paragraph here. It says, debt dollar, or dollar debt, was to be the vehicle for a new role of New York banks led by David Rockefeller's Chase Manhattan and Walter Wriston's Citibank. Their idea was to extend hundreds of billions of dollars in newly acquired OPEC and other petrodollars, which they persuaded Saudi and other OPEC governments to bank their new oil surpluses in London and New York banks. Then those dollar deposits from OPEC, called by Henry Kissinger and others at the time petrodollars, went into the form of recycled loans to oil importing and dollar-starved third world economies. So basically, and then after that, what they did with our economy was that Walter Wriston, with the bank that he was at, they mailed out millions of credit cards around the country, you know, basically, no application for credit. They just sent these cards out everywhere to the American people, 20 million cards, and, you know, said, go spend. So what they were trying to do was to create the debt, which I assumed that their idea was that the debt of the American people would go to pay the interest on the Saudi bank deposits.
That may well be. I remember very clearly when the credit cards started coming out. You know, I graduated high school in the spring of 1970, and it wasn't altogether too long after that that I got a credit card. I don't remember which brand it was, but you know, the idea was, if my memory serves me right, the idea was is that you could use these things as a way of not only acquiring the things that you need when you needed it, but it was also a way that you could begin to build your credit up, so that if you wanted to buy a house in the future or something like that, and you needed a mortgage, it would be a way of establishing a good credit history. And so the whole, it was just another one of these public relations schemes where we got talked into going along with one of these global schemes, and really the people on the street, yeah, it was very convenient, it was interesting, it was funny and fun and all that, but even in those days, a lot of people got upside down, and myself included, when you had multiple credit cards and you just could go out to a cocktail lounge and run up a $50 tab in a day when you were making $3.65 an hour. Anyway, we'll pick it up right there on the other side, folks, and continue this discussion with our special guest, Vicki Davis.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Hey folks, it's Tony Pax from the Animal Farm Radio Show, and I want to tell you about the company Totally Wicked. Totally Wicked is the leading online worldwide supplier of electronic cigarettes. An electronic cigarette or e-cigarette is an alternative to smoked tobacco products such as cigarettes, cigars, or pipes. It is a battery-powered device that provides inhaled doses of nicotine by delivering a vaporized liquid nicotine solution. In addition to nicotine delivery, this vapor also provides a flavor and physical sensation similar to that of inhaled tobacco smoke, even though no tobacco smoke or combustion is actually involved in its operation. Totally Wicked's products not only help a person to regulate their nicotine intake and creates a vapor resembling smoke, but it also looks like a cigarette, thereby helping the user with the psychological and physical habit of holding a regular cigarette. To find out more about the great products that Totally Wicked has to offer, please visit totallywicked-eliquid.com or email them at info@totallywicked-eliquid.com.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more, all at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned here once again on our July the 7th, Tuesday broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Once again joined by Vicki Davis. And as we're going into the break, we're talking about coming up with these new concepts and new words and things like that. And one of the things that I read years ago in my research, Vicki, was coming to an understanding of this idea of the teleological nature of man, if you will, where man moves towards the things that he pictures, and that reality is shaped by the words that we have in our mind, and through a combination of verbal pictures, we move into a reality that is illusory to many around that don't have the same vocabulary and don't have the same mental pictures. And so we're all kind of like walking in dreams that we've built for ourselves. Some people go on to great success, quote unquote, and fame because they see themselves in this dream living that way. Others are just absolutely content to hoe a mile of beans a day, you know, with head down and elbows pumping. But when we went into this idea of financial services, that was something that had to be developed, a verbal picture that had to be projected into the future so that we could move there. The same thing with goods and services. You know, let's continue along that line a little bit.
Well, and that's a very important concept because with what they did, debt becomes the vehicle, is what William Engdahl said. Okay, now I'm going to read you a little bit more. Soon with the implicit threat of withdrawing its nuclear shield as its prime persuasion, successive U.S. administrations realized that rather than depending on its role as the world's creditor, as it had until 1971, the American century could theoretically thrive as the world's greatest debtor as long as American finance and the dollar dominated the world. As long as major U.S. post-war trapeze, such as Japan, Korea, or Germany, were forced to depend on the U.S. security umbrella, it was relatively simple to pressure their treasuries into using the U.S. dollar trade surpluses to buy U.S. government debt. Now, that's a very important picture to have in your mind, is that flipped, turned our concept of an economy inside out. Rather than building wealth, what they were doing was building debt.
Yeah, that is powerful. That is very powerful.
And you know what I've noticed over the years? That it's very, very difficult for people to think in the negative. They can think in the positive, but they can't reverse it and think in the negative. And I'm not sure why that is, but it's just the way that it is. And so when you understand the concept of what they did, where the idea of our economy was to build debt in order to support the dollar in the U.S. global markets, it turns everything inside out.
Yeah, I can use an example there. I think, Vicki, again, back in the 70s, early 80s, I was involved. I was working at an engineering company. I was setting aside monies and saving things up and whatnot. And I came to know some people early in the 70s that owned properties, rental properties, and started augmenting my rental every month by being an apartment building manager and then ultimately a property owner and so on and so forth. But it was that leg up of actually managing apartment buildings that helped me to be able to zero out my rent and then be able to apply that towards buying property of my own. But I got to know the people that owned the buildings. And in those days, the William Nickerson School, how I turned $1,000 into $1 million in real estate in my spare time, the William Nickerson School of thought basically was is you could go out and you could buy one of these dilapidated apartment buildings and get a loan on it for rehabbing it, go in, tear it apart, gut it out, refit it with new plumbing and new electrical and heating systems and stuff like that, and put it up for rent. And because the more you borrow, you know, you go out and borrow $1 million, as soon as you've borrowed $1 million, psychologically you've become a millionaire. You're $1 million in debt, but you're holding $1 million worth of property or notes, you know. And so then you go through this process. Well, okay, you've got one and you've remodeled this building and you're still $950,000 in debt. So then you go out to a bank and you say, well, I've got this building over here and it's got 90% rental on it and it looks like this and this and here's my bottom line. And what I want to do is borrow another $1 million because I've got another building over here. So now you're a multimillionaire. You're $2 million in debt and the problem just continues from there.
You know, the newspapers were talking about that when Donald Trump you know, he built that Taj Mahal, and he was just going crazy building all kinds of stuff in New York. And he had to file for bankruptcy, but he was able to get loans to continue going during his. You know, I don't know if he ended up filing bankruptcy or not, but anyway, it was just that very kind of thing. Well, you know, has so much debt that they can't afford to let him go bankrupt. they have to give him a new stake.
Yeah, he's too big to fail.
Right. So, yeah, and you can follow it. I wrote this one paper. It's called A Full Throttle Reverse. When I finally was able to express what I was observing which was that everything seemed to be inside out. And it began, my research began, of course, with the free trade and corporations investing in foreign countries to re-import back into this country. Well, that turns our domestic economy upside down. And for years I had this impression that things were going in reverse, but I really couldn't express it. But at the point in time when I did understand it, when I could actually say, yeah, hey, they really are going in reverse, and I could explain why they were going in reverse, then I wrote that paper.
Well, if we can think of, you know, the importance that energy plays, you know, like oil, for instance, not just in powering automobiles, you know, that it makes up a huge portion of what we use it for, but oil is a synthetic from which so much of our whole, you know, all of the cheap Chinese plastic crap, you know, is what I call it, plastic crap. It's cheap communist Red Army products, but they're largely made out of plastics, which plastics are synthetics, and synthetics oftentimes are found out of oil. So the idea of going from gold, which, you know, along with platinum, you have to extract tons and tons of ore. You've got to find a vein of it and dig it out, as opposed to denominating, you know, your dollar in gold to go to the petrodollar, which basically, if abiotic oil is there, if there's any truth to that, and if there's any truth to the many pieces of research that I've studied, there is so much oil and coal out there that, you know, thousands of years of human development could be powered by this if we use nothing else. The idea of going to a petrodollar, there's elasticity. It's like a rubber band. You can continue to stretch your debt and you can continue to stretch your economy almost infinitely if oil is actually being regenerated by the planet Earth as part of the way that the Earth is set up. You know, so it makes for an ideal discussion when we talk about the petrodollar.
Well, that's the insanity of what's going on. You know, with I can see that, you know, using Saudi dollars, you know, to support U.S. banks. I mean, basically what they did is they made Wall Street the broker of the Saudis. And the Wall Street brokers have been, you know, attacking our economy ever since. But there is an inherent conflict, you know, in what the ideas are in terms of the cap and trade bill and getting off of petrodollars. Okay, we don't want to do business with the Saudis anymore, that's fine, but why can't we have energy in this country? Why don't we develop our own resources?
Well, this is a very interesting an angle, because if you look at the gold obviously, and silver, gold and silver coin, constitutional money, if you will, well, we'll have to pick up that constitutional money idea on the other side. I hope I can remember what I had to say. We'll be right back, folks, after this short 3-minute intermission. Stay with us.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
And we have returned once again, and as we're going into the break, I was starting to go into this discussion in regards to gold, you know, gold and silver coin, basically, Vicki, are tangible things. They're semi-fixed. We do know that as our ability to extract and our resources and our intellect and continue to expand, we'll find, and as the price continues to rise or the cost of bringing them to the daylight it continues to decline, then, you know, we will be able to continue to extract gold even from them that are hills out of quartz and things like that. There's tons of gold there. You just have to take many, many more tons of ore out and work with it. So there's gold. That's a big problem. And in 71, we kind of pretty well walked away from that. Then there's the oil, the petrodollar. That's all tangible also. But because of the nature of it, it's an elastic thing. It does, I think, regenerate it, renews more of it's being made all the time. And then we've got this new thing coming down the pike on us and at us right now in this very year, this decade certainly, and ever since 1992 more so. But this idea of climate change, carbon credits, and trading in carbon credits, here we're dealing with an intangible, really, honestly, I think. And at the same time, it's an abstract. Because when we think about things like carbon dioxide, and this is going to be some kind of money, and you're going to make money on not creating something that is there or something. Instead of bringing something to market, it's not producing something. You're getting subsidized or paid to not produce carbon dioxide. So at this point, you've gone from something that's semi-fixed through something that's elastic and plentiful to something that's intangible and completely abstract and unlimited. So, you know, if this is going to be a new form of currency, if we're going to get into that, this is just like financial services, just like goods and services, just like the Uruguay round and the others. This is something that has had to be developed verbally to create the mental picture of its existence and then get people to climb on board, and I think that they're in for some really rocky water right now, but we are seeing this insanity spreading.
Yeah, and it is insanity, because it's, I mean, the way I see it, it's a negative of a negative, you know. They made our economy debt-based, and because we are now saturated with debt, they still have to continue to extract from us, extract wealth that we don't have, and so they've come up with this carbon trading scheme, which basically is a way to squeeze out the remaining economic activity that there is. I mean,
and
if you raise
at the same time, though, it's going to create another economy inside of this system. Insofar, and we're seeing that. I heard a report yesterday. I don't recall whether it was on Rob Chowda's broadcast or Lee Rogers' broadcast. One of them or both of them reported on this coming out of in England now. The green jackets, the green shirts are out there, and they're going round about pestering the businesses with all of these various and sundry inspections of premise. And there's a long, lengthy discussion. We can go into all of that. But what basically I'm seeing in all of this is the environmental and developmental concerns once again, the warp and the woof of Agenda 21, these companies that make their money there, these companies then will be able to have a new niche or a new marketplace where we go back through and we remodel and retrofit or reject, make obsolete and demolish all of the buildings and construction that man has done on the planet up until now, with this never-ending escalation of renewable products, green products, that are more and more and more technically energy efficient. You know, we're going in and getting rid of all of this technically obsolete stuff, and we're replacing it with all of the other products that are going to be coming on. So, to me, when you look into the future of construction and that industry alone, there is an enormous marketplace. Unfortunately, it impacts all of businesses at the bottom line. The cost is transferred to the people in higher prices for everything. The price of staying in business and running a business is going to have to escalate. It creates this whole army of babushkas and code enforcement officers that will be crawling up our stovepipes forever. So, you know, I don't know. It seems to me, again, it's an intangible, it's an abstract, and it has eternal application.
Well, yeah, and the fallacy is, you know, they want to rebuild everything, you know, to be green for free energy, but there's no money to do that because of free trade, because of exporting our economy, because of the debt-based economy, which is why I think they came up with the idea of attrition is not the right word, but it's an inversion of the debt in such a way, reducing the debt by squeezing the last bit of life out of our economy.
Yeah, let's go to a call. We've got one live here. Let's bring one up. Caller calling from California. Are you with us?
Yes.
Come on into the discussion. Have you got any comments, questions, ideas?
Yeah, actually, I do. I have a question. Well, for the people out here in California, I've started listening to your network and I've started preparing buying necessary supplies. But I was wondering, for those that have a couple, you know, of dollars saved up, what can they do with those extra dollars since the dollar is being devalued right now?
Well, one of the things that you want to look to immediately, and this is not just necessarily my idea, but it's something that's been around in dialogue in the alternative media for quite some time. But the first things, the immediate things you need to look towards are things like your food situation, your housing situation, your debt situation. If you have available dollars in your pocket but you're holding a lot of credit card debt, you want to try and get out of debt as much as possible. That's number one. Automobile debts, those sort of things. There's never any logic in having money in a savings account when you're in debt to someone else. So if you can clear out your debt and get down to a point where you actually have a few shekels left over, then you might want to take a look at your food needs, you know, because food and water are really important. Maybe you need to think about how you would be able to provide water for yourself for 48 hours or 72 hours, or even more importantly, for the next month, things like that. A water filter, water purification device, the Berkey filters are excellent. I've been using a big Berkey filter for a long time. It helps to get most all of the chemicals and things out of your water, but it also helps you to be able to use rainwater without being concerned about its purity and things like that. The next thing, of course, is food and foodstuffs, and there are various and sundry different ways you can go depending on where you're living. If you're living in an apartment or if you're in a residential subdivision or something like that, you'll want to look at container gardens and container gardening and its ways of creating food for yourself so that you can have something wholesome to eat. But also, if we come into a major financial trouble, and I think we're going to, then you might look to storing up some foods. There are more expensive dehydrated and bulk foods that you can buy, but you could also just go to the grocery store, and every time you buy a can of beans, instead of buying one, buy two. Fill up your larder, fill up the pantry a little bit with some extra food, and then if you want to look into a longer period, you might think about getting some storage food. Look at the staples, you know, like vegetables and meat and rice and things like that. Something that will store and hold for 4 or 5 years in case you need it down the road. You can always eat it at any time, so it's not like you're just throwing money away. Then the next thing you want to look at, if you still have extra money available, to protect the purchasing power of your Federal Reserve notes, which intrinsically have no value, you might think along the line, and I'm not encouraging you to do it, but you might think along the line of either gold and or silver coins. I would stay away from the real high-dollar numismatic coins unless you're just fabulously wealthy. You might look at bullion coins and things like that. And basically, that's not necessarily just bartering, because I think they'll be more useful just selling them back into the market when your dollars have lower purchasing power. So there's this collection of things. Some people talk about, you know, putting together make sure, you know, you have some kind of a handgun or something like that to defend yourself, but that's your choice. You know, those sort of things all work together into this bigger picture. And then once you've got those bases covered, then you can start doing more. But just stay right there with us, and we'll get Vicki's comments on the other side of this break. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Loan modifications don't work, at least not without some leverage from a forensic audit by mortgage fraud examiners. Have your payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages to stop the housing crisis. Trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. That's where Mortgage Fraud Examiners comes in. They perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages have legal problems. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating if faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. You could gain some powerful ammunition to use for Mortgage Fraud Examiners. Get more information at www.mortgagefraudexaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
As America limps on its lost legs, a pillar of truth has risen. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, July the 7th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, as we begin the second hour of today's two-hour program. And we're joined on by our special guest, Vicki Davis, and we have a caller from California, Julissa. Please pick it up right there. Julissa, is it?
Yes.
Okay, did I answer any questions for you? Did I answer anything for you? Did I create new questions?
It's just because I'm not a homeowner, so I would probably not be able to continue renting if, like, let's say something else happens with the stock market. So what could be alternatives for someone who would be mobile?
Okay, that's a very good point. Because sometimes I make assumptions that lead us into error. So you're actually in a pretty good position. Actually, you're in a very strong position right now. If you're a renter and you're not a homeowner, as we go into this period, you will be much more flexible and mobile than someone who is tied down with a house full of goods and things like that in a city that might be going upside down, inside out, and going into chaos. And so what you might look at is options. Who do you know that lives in the country? What kind of a relationship can you build with someone that lives out away from the town that you are? Look for places where you could go that would be more remote or removed. And then look at the things that you have in your apartment, the possessions that you've got. What could you sell now? What could you pair off now? Well, there's still somebody out there to buy it. Could you get rid of the television set? Could you get rid of maybe a stereo and do along fine with something smaller, an MP3 player and a pair of earbuds or something, you know? What are the things that you could pare down in your personal life so that you could be more mobile? How are you doing for transportation? Things like that. So actually it's a position of strength. It's not a position of weakness. If you could find a place out in a rural area where you might be able to put in a larger garden, you know, that might be an option. Depends on your work situation. But there are things you can do, but I wouldn't consider being a renter at this time a deficit. I would consider it a strong point.
I agree. I agree with you because you don't have the burden of a mortgage payment, and if things get bad, you can just hop in your car and go. If you're living in California, so that I don't know where, but if you're living in a cement jungle, that's not the place that you want to be, really.
Because it's controlled.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's controlled, and you really can't be independent if you have a little piece of property. I mean, you can, you know, grow your own garden so that you can, and, you know, maybe have a chicken or two so that you can eat. But if you're in the cement jungle, you're stuck.
You really are. And so, you know, the opportunity there is for, if our situations were reversed, what I would be doing, I'll tell you that, it's not a might, it would be something I would be doing. I would be getting in my car on the weekends or the days off that you might have. Do you have an automobile?
Yes.
Okay, if you have a car then, I'd be getting into my car on the days off and I would be driving 1 hour basically in all directions from where you're living right now and look around, see what's happening. If at the end of an hour you're still up to your eyeballs in humanity, you might want to even expand that horizon to a two-hour drive. But just stay right there. This is a valuable, valuable discussion. We'll pick it up on the other side of this break. Stay right there.
Documentary film, The Secret Rite, Volume 1.
I'm Josh Reeves, and for the almost 2 years, I have researched the secretive right-wing group known as the Council for National Policy. This film explores for the first time the hidden hand that controls the religious and military aims of the American right wing, with such topics as Iran-Contra, the John Birch Society, eugenics, the Vatican controllers, Christian Zionists, the Bohemian Grove, the Patriot Movement, and more. More powerful than the Council on Foreign Relations, more secretive than the Bilderberg Group, The Secret Right Volume 1 goes where no other film has dared to go. Get your copy today at secretrightmovie.com. That's www.secretrightmovie.com. And find out what you haven't been told about the New World Order.
We're going into the oppression today. We've taken all our politics before. We can do it again.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail. And is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Hey folks, I've got a question for you. Do you force yourself out of bed each morning and drag throughout the day? Do you grab for that sugar pick-me-up only to later crash and feel even more tired? Well, I've got the solution for you. Put a zip in your day and zap your appetite. Reclaim your get-up-and-go with Zip and Zap. Let me tell you what you'll notice in immediate benefits. It ramps up your workouts. Well, if you work out. Turns off your hunger, elevates your mood, helps you to resist fattening foods, and gives you a smooth flow of energy with no crash. The testimonials? Colin in Illinois lost 30 pounds in 8 weeks, didn't work out. Susie in Missouri, 10 pounds in 20 days, she didn't work out. Anna in California did work out and went from a size 14 to a size 4 in 90 days. If you want results like this, working out or not, order Zip and Zap now and also ask about Lametco International's first line of defense products. Tell them Michael Herzog sent you. Call 1-800-933-2565. That's 1-800-933-2565.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again. We've got an interesting call going on here with Julissa from California, and she lives in an urban area. She's in a rental unit, and questioning, you know, now that she's starting to hear some of the stuff that we talk about on these various independent media networks, what can we do to protect ourselves? What can we do to look at the future? What can we do to get rid of those rose-colored glasses and start thinking reasonably and rationally? And of course, that would be the way that I approach things, Julissa and Vicky. But you know, you guys might have there might be other things that I'm not addressing. Vicky, you want to jump in? Go ahead. But look from the standpoint of if you have the opportunity to leave the area that you're in, and that's not a guarantee. In this day and age, we've got the preachers all teamed up with the Homeland Security, the Department of Homeland Security. We've got all kinds of different systems that they've got set up and in mind for massive inoculations, vaccination of the people and things like that. Our government is working against us. They're not here to protect us. They're here to control us and hurt us. And so, and when I say herd, I mean herd, like herding animals. So there are things that we want to do. And if you could think of, like, from your place, an hour away from you, if you're still deep into people land, then you might look for places like an overnight spot. Where could I camp out someplace within an hour of my house so that I could definitely get out of my neighborhood? I could definitely get out of town. I could go someplace and regroup for 24 hours and regain my composure, and then I could make another leap for another hour. But road travel is going to get to be more and more difficult, so you want to get a map of California that shows the blue roads, the back roads, the farm roads, and things like that, and get an idea, get a flow for it. You don't always have to drive on a freeway. If you've seen a traffic light any time in the last 5 miles or 10 miles, you're still in an urban area. There's places out here in southwest Missouri you can drive all day and not see a traffic light. So start thinking along the lines of the road less traveled. And then when you're doing that, keep your eyes peeled when you make these little jaunts. You know, take a lunch with you or something, something to drink, a thermos of coffee or something, and keep your eyes peeled and look for places that might be for rent out in the country areas. And maybe, and like I said, try and look through your address book and who do you know that lives out and away, because you very likely will want to leave the urban dense urban populations if something untoward comes down the pike. Vicki or Alyssa, questions, comments?
Yeah, well, go ahead, Vicki.
No, you go ahead. Well, I was going to say, stay out of debt. Get out of debt. And I don't know if you're into material things, but if you are, take a look at them and say, could I take that with me? Is that important in a situation where the economy is collapsing? Is it important that I have that bauble, that shiny new toy thing? And if it's not important in a collapsing economy, then don't buy it.
Right. I have gotten out of debt, but for other callers that maybe haven't gotten out of debt, why would it be so important to do so?
Well, one of the reasons why you want to be out of debt is so that you're A, judgment-proof and non-collectible. If you have to flee, let's say, or if you decide suddenly that you're going to uproot and your stream of income is interrupted, you don't want to all of a sudden start triggering debt and foreclosure or being behind in your payments, because all of that stuff can be tracked and traced and it follows with you no matter where you go. And so you don't want to give anyone any power over you to restrict your freedom for failure to pay, bad checks, any of those sort of things. All of those can trigger an arrest, and you don't want to be arrested in this particular time period. So you want to have as much financial freedom as you possibly can so that you're not subject to someone else. You're not somebody's debtor. You be the creditor. Neither be a borrower nor a lender be. You get yourself out of debt to a point where you don't owe anybody. Look at all of your magazine subscriptions, all of your, all of your other fixed expenses each month. Get out of every contract that you can, everything that you're supposed to pay for 6 months or 8 months or 10 months. Try and get out of all of that. Put all that away and then free up whatever money that you have by getting rid of your plasma TV or anything that you might have acquired like that, things that you can't take with you, things that won't do you any good, and start thinking about how would I be able to live for 3 months? How would I be able to live for 6 months without a job? What could I do? What could I exchange? What could I trade that would give me freedom from having to enter into any agreements with anyone for a period of perhaps a year or 2 years or 5 or 10 or 15 or 20? And that's where you start walking into freedom and walking away from debt. Vicki or Alyssa?
Well, that's about the best advice that I would have to offer. The only real freedom is freedom from debt. And in the past, I don't know when it was that we got rid of debtor prisons, or even if there were debtor prisons in the United States, or if that was just Great Britain. But the problem is that with the banks running the country, the whole the banks running the government, I should say, their power mingled with power of government. The whole paradigm of what we think of government is changing. And I heard that, or read somewhere that if you owe money, and you're late on your payments, you might be on the no-fly list. or you might be put on one of these lists of domestic terrorists because you are a scofflaw at paying your bills. Well, what that is that the reason why is because the banks are running the government, and from a bank's point of view, somebody that doesn't pay their bills is a terrorist, even though that's an absurd proposition.
Exactly. So there's lots of good reasons to get out of debt, and there's also a lot of good reasons to understand the terrain around you. Get a heads up on where you live, and like I said, you want to think about where I can go immediately in the middle of the night, with all of the good fortune of Providence at your backside, that you're actually able to get out and get away quickly, find back routes, etc. But get out of town, have routes in mind, clearly in your mind, having driven those routes, and then think about the next leg and the next leg of your journey as you move away from the dense urban populations. You'll only have to live through a riot one time. You only have to see it going down one time to understand what we're talking about here. You don't want to be in harm's way, and so, and especially as a young lady, you want to be in control of your destiny and not subject to the whims of some bunch of goons and thugs preying on the people. And it's not just government. If people get real hungry, they do crazy things. And so it could just be your neighbors, people that have been, looking at you from a distance. But, Alyssa, thanks for the call. We're going to pick it up on the other side. Do call in again. Thanks for listening. And we'll be back in 3 minutes with our special guest, Vicki Davis. Thank you, Alyssa.
You invest. You buy insurance. You wear your seatbelt. You do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against pandemics, all natural disasters, and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you're not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in a FEMA line. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now, and for a free gift on your first order, enter coupon code ORACLE at checkout. Don't forget, preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com.
Hey folks, it's Tony Pax from the Animal Farm Radio Show, and I want to tell you about the company Totally Wicked. Totally Wicked is the leading online worldwide supplier of electronic cigarettes. An electronic cigarette, or e-cigarette, is an alternative to smoked tobacco products such as cigarettes, cigars, or pipes. It is a battery-powered device that provides inhaled doses of nicotine by delivering a vaporized liquid nicotine solution. In addition to nicotine delivery, this vapor also provides a flavor and physical sensation similar to that of inhaled tobacco smoke, even though no tobacco smoke or combustion is actually involved in its operation. Totally Wicked's products not only help a person to regulate their nicotine intake and creates a vapor resembling smoke, but it also looks like a cigarette, thereby helping the user with the psychological and physical habit of holding a regular cigarette. To find out more about the great products that Totally Wicked has to offer, please visit totallywicked-eliquid.com or email them at info@totallywicked-eliquid.com.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more, all at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with 2 cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Thank you.
And we've returned once again, and our call-in numbers are 866-841-1065, toll-free from around America and around the world and in the Austin, Texas area. Or if you have unlimited long-distance access and you'd like to join us live on air, you may call 512-904-8014, and your calls are certainly welcome. You know, Vicki, that was a great call, and it really brings to my mind exactly what we're talking about, in that the reasoned response in crisis is to get out of your debts. You want to come out from underneath them. But this government structure that we have today, this established two-party political system being led around by the bankster gangsters, their response has throughout this been exactly the opposite. They have created enormous piles of more and more and more and endlessly more debt, and now they're talking about another wave of bailout. So, you know, what's gone wrong here? I mean, we're either living in a dinosaur world and are completely missing the picture, or they've got another paradigm, another way of looking. What do we see in that? Choices have consequences, and the consequences of getting out of debt is freedom, and the more debt has got to be the antithesis. It's got to be more and more servitude.
Yes. Well, and that's what debt is. Debt is servitude. You can't, the only freedom, the only real freedom is the freedom is to be out of debt, and the freedom to say, no, I won't, you know, I won't do that, I won't go there, I, you know, and to be able to be the manager of your own life, you know, rather than letting them manage it for you by virtue of debt.
Yeah, I was up on a website, a congressional website, Emmanuel Cleaver, congressional leader of the state of Missouri. He has a little newsletter he puts out, EC from DC. Well, EC from DC has posted on his homepage a little clicker there, and it says your share of the debt, and then there's a number that's being generated all the time. And I mean, I find that so offensive, Vicki. I just don't. There are no words to describe it. As if,
I do too.
You know,
not my debt.
It's not my debt, bonehead. You're the ones that got in there. I would suggest you take that and change it on your website and say my share of the debt. You know, don't include. You know, you got a mouse in your pocket. Don't put me in the big we here, Bubba. This is not my debt. You know, this is your debt. You're the one that's gotten us into this mess with your signature and with your voice and your vote. You know, when, what are you doing to get us out of that share of debt, you know?
Well, they really can't. I mean, you know, when they made the decision to, in 1971, to partner up Wall Street with the Saudis, they basically were turning over the control of our country to Wall Street, because the whole... If you're using your whole country as a means to be able to pay interest to New York banks so that they can have the control asset as asset managers of Saudi money, and that's the basis of your currency, of your economy, then you've lost control. You've lost sovereignty. You know, and that's what they did.
Well, so the corporations then, you know, I mean, we know, you know, from everybody listening, well, not everybody listening to this broadcast, but most of the people that listen on the alternative media sources understand that corporatism is a phrase that Mussolini used to mask or justify fascistic existence. The idea of combining the wealth of private corporations with the coercion of the state is known as fascism, and that's kind of, we have a very fascistic system here, to be sure. All of the Congress critters, with very few exceptions, I really would question if there are any exceptions, but basically all the Congress critters have been given their opportunity to serve in office because they have accepted campaign contributions from large corporations, and in this pluralistic world that we live in, all of these nonprofit groups that are out there, they have bought these people, and they are beholden to the people, and they vote that way, and it's obvious just looking at their voting record. So we don't have the kind of government our founders envisioned. We've developed all of these entangling foreign alliances, but we've also allowed ourselves to be infiltrated by all of these parties and factions and concerns and corporations to the point now where unless we do a thorough operation clean sweep, I call it, I don't see any, we've mentioned this on the other broadcast, I'm looking forward. What is the economy? What is the future? What do you see? Is there anything out, what do we see out there? Is there a silver lining in this storm cloud?
I don't see one. I heard, in congressional testimony on this new healthcare system, they're anticipating that, the healthcare system is going to be 25% of our GDP in, you know, I don't know how many years. But it seems like the people in our country have forgotten what the difference is between overhead and production. And, you know, healthcare costs and things, those, that is overhead. Unless you're manufacturing medical equipment to sell to the rest of the world,
yes, and the whole health care. I mean, health care. That whole issue just, you know, it grinds me. You know, I could just about sit down at the notepad and list the times that I've ever seen a doctor, been in the care of a doctor. You know, and I've been very disappointed in the very few times that I've ever gone. And so, to me, the whole thing is it's health preservation as opposed to health care. I take care of my health, and so I don't need their services. But the idea of creating insurance and then making it a state-mandated monopoly, I don't know about you, Vicki, but every time I have to bend my head over the checkbook and pay the extortion for automobile insurance, it grinds me. It grinds me to my very core, you know, that this is a state-mandated monopoly, and even though I haven't had an accident or a ticket, I'm still being asked to pay hundreds and hundreds of dollars a year. You know, I could have bought brand new vehicles with the amount of money I've peed away on insurance, but I can see the same thing coming now with state-mandated insurance or for health insurance. And who prospers? AIG prospered. All of the insurance companies prosper. Sometimes the body shops are able to charge a little, you know, heavier truck to fix up the cars and things like that. Maybe the doctors are getting a little bit more in their paycheck, but really I think it's these, like the St. John's Hospital system, you know, they make millions and millions and millions of dollars annually on this little town hospital that we have. Why? Because everybody comes in with Blue Cross and Blue Shield and Medicare and Medicaid, and they pay thousands of percentiles more than they would if the doctor was asking to exchange his services for eggs and meat, you know. So.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and that's insurance is an extortion racket. And the way it has evolved in our country, insurance is used for to impose controls on people. I mean, if you think about it, I mean, they've used insurance and lawsuits so that you can't even set up a playground so that your kids can play outside.
Well, talk about control. Let me jump in. Talk about control because we're almost out. We're coming in the break here. But you talk about control. All of these checkpoints that are set up all across Missouri and all across America where you're driving along and all of a sudden you have to come into a long line and bring your vehicle down to zero and park and wait and go through slowly, they're not looking for drunks. They're making sure that you've bought your insurance. They're looking for that insurance card. Make sure that you've complied with the insurance requirements. Folks, we'll be back on the other side and continue this discussion with Vicki Davis. Be right back.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skin care, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we're back once again, and our call-in number is 866-841-1065. Anything on your mind you want to weigh in on the conversation, you're certainly welcome to call. Speaking today with Vicki Davis. I don't know, Vicki, if we've got a topic or a title to this broadcast. We're just kind of doing the way we do it, go anywhere we're going to go. And we've got a caller, Sam from Missouri. Let's bring up Sam from Missouri. Good morning, Sam.
Hey, good morning, and I appreciate these broadcasts you guys are doing together. I appreciate you, Will, and Vicki, appreciate, even though sometimes it doesn't seem like it does, a lot of good once in a while, the fact that we're still getting the word out educates one more person, I think, and that's the important thing, I think, out of this. One of the things I wanted to add into this, I am a city alderman over here in the town in which I live, and one of the things that people need to be aware of, one of many things that are driving us into this globalism is the insurance industry, because one of the things we had here a while back was an approval of some equipment that the fire department needed, and the equipment on the surface doesn't seem like a bad thing. I mean, you can always improve efficiency. Like, for example, what this was little laptop devices where if they went on a fire call or something like that, they could log the information into these little laptops, and then it would be on their servers back at the firehouse. Now, here's where the problem with this comes in. Anything that's logged in as far as any fire that's reported or any incident that the fire department's involved in not only gets logged into these servers, but gets logged in up at Jeff City and also in Washington, D.C. So Washington, D.C. and Jeff City know about every fire that happens in Podunk, Missouri or whatever. And And this is, and when this finally came out, what it turned out to be when I dug into it was, they did this because it improves our ISO rating, which improves people's, homeowners insurance and, their insurance on their businesses. In other words, if you own a home or if you, well, if you can call it owning a home or, have a business, your insurance is better if you come under the ISO standards. And this is something I think people need to be aware of, and that is that the insurance industry is hauling us headlong into this. And you know, what does Washington D.C. need to know about every little fire in Owensville or wherever it happens to be? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Oh, absolutely.
Go ahead.
You know what? It's actually global. There, that system, Washington D.C. is plugged into a global system of incident management. It's called the Gemini system, the Global Emergency Management, whatever. I have it in one of the documents that I wrote. But that's one of the global systems and that they decided to do back in 1994 at the Naples G8 summit. And it has to do with supposedly providing global security. But I really think that it all goes back to the financial system and providing security for the banks, because they have a monetary system that has no underlying value.
Yes, exactly. And in the idea, Sam, of these various volunteer fire departments and so on and so forth, and their militarization, their participation with FEMA, the idea of the fire insurance in the rural America, very much the same as what we're hearing coming out of Washington now with the health care bill. People will be forced basically to take this insurance, but I know that in the rural areas, unless you do have fire service of some sort or another, unless you're someplace close to a fire plug, a hydrant, you can't get fire insurance. Now, you think, well, boy, that's really a bummer. Well, yeah, maybe, maybe not. I mean, not that many houses that where people live that are conscious burn down. But certainly, it's a real bummer for the insurance companies. And so that, together with the flood insurance, you combine this up. The drive is from the NGOs, from the lobbyists, is to get everybody paying this protection money, paying this extortion of insurance. And so these little laptops that you describe at your in your local rural and volunteer and small town fire departments, they are interconnected, interoperable with the overall system. But these are just the little paybacks. These are the little perks that are salted out so that every time, you know, when that ISO rating comes up, it means that they've gotten their local fire department up to a level where they can reasonably expect to offer fire insurance and get people to buy in. Well, you just multiply out the number of houses in a rural county, 20,000 homes, 50,000 homes, 18,000 homes. That's a lot of money every year for the insurance companies. And if they can put a loss leader of 5% or 10% towards fire trucks and laptops and breathing gear and stuff like that, boy, it's just money in the bank long term.
Yeah, that's it. See, that's the thing that concerns me, guys, is that these things come up, and this is what I keep telling them. You know, I raise these issues all the time regarding grants and everything else, and it's like it goes in one ear and out the other. And I even send out, I mean, I've even got some people within our city government on my email list, in which I send out articles once a week, you know, alerting everybody to what's going on, and it's like it just blows right over their head. And it's like I keep telling them, where does it stop? Are you guys going to be in on the act when they do the forced vaccination campaign or what? You got to start thinking of these questions now. Whose side are you going to be on? And it's like it just blows right over their heads.
Well, it's all that free money, and free money is one of the most pernicious evils, because you know, this is what socialism is driven by. It's this idea that money is just coming out of thin air, and it benefits you in some way. Every county commissioner in every state that has adopted the FEMA's hazard mitigation planning system becomes an insurance agent for FEMA. They're charged with the idea of expanding, increasing the number of floodplain policies that are written in their county. It's written right into the documentation. As soon as they bring this stuff on, they become insurance agents for FEMA. The same goes with this idea of expanding the International Code Council's body or model codes and acts. Again, who benefits in all of this? Really, it's the insurance companies that benefit in all of this, because if you build a house that can actually withstand a tornado, a flood, an earthquake, a locust plague, a drought, you know, a heat wave, ice storms, you know, I don't know what kind of a house that would be. There is no architecture that I know that can address all of that. But if you could conceivably build something like that, then it would increase the profits for the who? The insurance company. But unfortunately for us, the homeowners, the people that are out there trying to buy our first home, it so greatly increases our price. Just the other day, Sam and Vicki, I saw an article on the internet about a young person in Hong Kong securing mortgaging on his first apartment. It was $420,000 U.S., you know. So this is not, this isn't the Wally and June Cleaver standard of living that we grew up with, but this is definitely going to be the standard of living that the young people that are getting out of school today, like our caller earlier, Julissa, the young people today who are now in apartments and thinking about buying a house, they're going to be looking at these exorbitant prices. And then they won't have a job. How will they get into it? Well, they'll have to go into debt. They'll have to take a loan, a heavy mortgage, and so on and so forth. So it's a fine system, but it's all based on dependency. It's all based on servitude. And as Vicki, you mentioned, right out of the Constitution, it's involuntary servitude. You don't want to buy this stuff, but it's state mandated. You have to. So you have to buy insurance for this and insurance for that and insurance for this and insurance for that. And at the end of the day, at the end of the month, you're always a couple of days short and a few dollars short as well.
You know when I actually knew that insurance was truly a racket was one time I was looking at the ALEC website. And ALEC, that's A-L-E-C, it's the Association of Legislative something or other. Anyway, it's an association that provides model legislation to state legislators. Well, and it's a private organization, but there was a bill on the front page of model legislation where they were suggesting that the fines for drunk driving be raised up to something like $5,000, for an incident of drive for a first-time offense for driving with alcohol on your breath. On that very same page, there was an advertisement. One of the sponsors of that organization was American Bail Bonds. And I mean, how much more obvious could it get?
Absolutely, and this we'll pick that thread up on the other side of this break. And Sam, please, if you can, stay with us. We're going to go into a break here, but we understand the creation of the Uniform Law Commission, and we'll talk about that law commission on the other side. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
Die Feigheit der Menschen!
loan modifications don't work, at least not without some leverage from a forensic audit by mortgage fraud examiners. Have your payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages to stop the housing crisis. Trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. That's where Mortgage Fraud Examiners comes in. They perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages have legal problems. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating if faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. You could gain some powerful ammunition to use for Mortgage Fraud Examiners. Get more information at www.mortgagefraudexaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
And we're back once again, and unfortunately, Sam from Missouri, your call dropped. I didn't hang up on you, my friend. You just dropped off. You want to call back in the closing minutes of today's broadcast, you're certainly welcome to. And Vicki, it's just such a pleasure to have you on with me on these Tuesdays, and hopefully we'll do this Tuesday and Thursday thing for a while until your patience gets worn out. But it opens up so many different directions of conversation. But before we go any further, let me put out your website one more time, folks. Vicki Davis' website, excellent website. Please visit with there and read some of the writing that she's got there. Look at all of the reference material that it's provided for you. It's www.channelingreality.com. Channelingreality.com. And I first made Vicki's acquaintance back in, I think it was 2004, 2005, just about the time that the Republic Broadcasting Network was firing up. And have listened to her, enjoyed her conversations with various talk hosts on various issues over these years, and I've visited the site, I've read a lot of the stuff that she's got there. It's an excellent site, an excellent research source, and Vicki, you've always done just a great job putting information out there. I count you as an ally and a friend in this struggle for truth. But as we're going into this particular the last break, I just started, and it's so pertinent to all of this. This idea of what is the National Conference of Commissioners on Uniform State Laws. 100 years ago, more than that, in 1891, after the creation of the American Bar or Bankers Association, there was the creation of the American Bar Association, and it was from the American Bar Association that they created this conference of commissioners on uniform state laws. They had trouble. They had real trouble in the system. They were dealing with that pesky constitution. And in order to get things accomplished from a state-by-state basis, it was necessary for them to pass constitutional amendments. And that was a very difficult thing to do. So what they came up with, Vicki, and Sam is back with us, and what they came up with, you guys, is this idea of establishing this uniform law commission, and then by spreading these legislative bill drafting agencies across through all of the legislatures of all of the states and in Washington, D.C., what we could do would be to create spontaneous legislation that was uniform in application across all the several states as if, oh my goodness, isn't this a great idea for Arizona? Maybe 6 months later, oh my goodness, isn't this a great idea in Missouri? Oh, well, they're doing it in Arizona, Missouri. We ought to do it in Tennessee. And all of the states adopt these uniform laws. And so then their great crowning achievement was the Uniform Commercial Code, and it's all been downhill since then. But, you know, Sam, ideas on that one?
Well, the thing I think that people need to understand is just like this article that came out here a couple of weeks ago, this is a good case in point when they were talking about bulldozing down large sections of Flint, Michigan, for example, and the way they ran this article, like, why, this was just some local brainchild of a local guy here to do all of this. And I said, bull manure. I said, that has nothing to do with it. I said, it comes right out of Agenda 21, for crying out loud. And see, this is the thing. This is the way they deceive you. They want you to make, they want you to think that all these ideas when they come up are local, but in reality, they're all right out of Agenda 21, and they were all pre-planned, and we talked about this stuff happening years and years ago, but oh, nobody paid any attention to us. And I know you've covered some of this, Vicki. I know Will, you've covered this kind of stuff before. I mean, we've been beating our heads. I almost feel like I beat my head against a basement wall on this stuff. You know, I think I would do better hitting the concrete than I would trying to get these people to understand anything. But yeah, this stuff comes right out of the agendas, you know.
It does, Vicki.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And they use there's two methods: the standardization that they use to drive their principles of the implementation of Agenda 21, and it's all global. It's not local. It's not national. It's a global plan, and I really think it all goes back to security. They call it security, but what it is, it's security for them that they can maintain the control by controlling you and what you do.
Well, if you look at the words, I mean, we need to understand these words, you know. It's the sustainable development. Sustainable is an adjective. What's it modifying? Development. So they're sustaining, they're propping up, they're shoring up something that wouldn't be able to stand on its own, and that is development. They're sustaining it in this new action plan, and it's a global action plan. You're both absolutely right in that. But if we can understand that we become the pawns in this game, as we go from global to local, we have things. There are things that we can do locally to block this initiative. But if we don't know the agenda, we don't know the plan, we don't see the forest for the trees. And so we stand around in our towns and these model codes and these model acts and the traffic checkpoints and all that, they come to town and John and Jane Average that never read the newspaper and haven't listened to a computer broadcast like this in their lives, they haven't got a clue. They think, oh, this is something that they're springing on us in our county. But folks,
yes,
it's in every county, it's in every state, and it's in all of the states around the world.
Yeah. Sam, I was going to tell you that if you want to send me an email, I will send you links to information on the FEMA system, you know, the global security systems, so that you can take them to your other council members so that they can understand what it's about.
Oh, I would sure appreciate that, Vic. Can you get your email address to me? What's your address?
It's eyeswideopen@yahoo.com, but there's two O's in open. OOPEN. eyeswideopen@yahoo.com. And because the emergency radio system and being connected into that system, that is just the tip of the iceberg. And what they're doing is they are implementing I would call it a Stalinist police state system, you know, that includes fusion centers where they collect all kinds of data on everything going on. I mean, basically, they're surveillance centers. You could think of them as guard towers. You know, they've got these cameras everywhere. They have RFID systems in your vehicles, you know, where they can track you, your movements. It's really a nightmare kind of system that is so un-American. It's difficult to believe that they're actually installing it in the United States.
Well, one of the things that you know, this fusion center idea, this is this is your state headquarters, if you will. We have all across America. We have SEMA, the State Emergency Management Agency. Each state has come up with some different acronym, but it's basically the same. And then all of the various counties have established these FEMA multi-jurisdictional all-hazard mitigation plans, and in that they have the emergency operation plan, of course, for both the municipalities and the towns and also the counties. But inside of that, there's another system that's laying back there that is rarely spoken of, and that's NIMS. And the NIMS is the National Incident Management System, and that's directly out of FEMA. So in every county, we have these NIMS systems being developed, and these are just like command bunkers. And then on a state standpoint, they have the fusion centers, where then they do the blurring of the boundaries between local government and state government and private corporations and things like that. But this NIMS system is another one of those things, listeners. You can just type it into your browser, WebFerret, Google, Scroogle, Dogpile, whatever you use. Just type in NIMS, NIMS hyphen FEMA, and you'll see what we're talking about. But these are the things that roll out. And the whole Katrina disaster, that's another thing. They were just implementing and testing these systems and see how they work. But anyway, Vicki, Sam, we're running out of time for today. We've got down about 10, 15 seconds left. Again, thank you, Vicki, for coming back and joining us once again. I hope we get together on Thursday. And Sam, keep listening. Thanks for carrying the broadcast there locally. If it wasn't for the micros, I wouldn't have a voice. And I thank you so much for that. Folks, we're wrapping up this day's broadcast. Once again, I'm going to throw this website out, www.channelingreality.com. Go there, visit. We'll be back again tomorrow, and until then, good day.
Thank you, Will.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Now on DVD, my newest documentary film, The Secret Right, Volume 1. I'm Josh Reeves, and for the almost 2 years, I've researched the secretive right-wing group known as the Council for National Policy. This film explores for the first time the hidden hand that controls the religious and military aims of the American right wing, with such topics as Iran-Contra, the John Birch Society, eugenics, the Vatican controllers, Christian Zionists, the Bohemian Grove, the Patriot Movement, and more. More powerful than the Council on Foreign Relations, more secretive than the Bilderberg Group, The Secret Right Volume 1 goes where no other film has dared to go. Get your copy today at secretrightmovie.com. That's www.secretrightmovie.com. And find out what you haven't been told about the New World Order.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail, and it's a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
the home of cutting-edge talk radio.